This is Jay Sekulow, a countdown to a constitutional showdown.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
President Obama telling the Justice Department that he has decided the Defense of Marriage Act is not constitutional.
The Attorney General recommended that the higher level of scrutiny be applied, and under that higher level of scrutiny, deemed or recommended that it be viewed as unconstitutional. The President reviewed that recommendation and concurred.
The Department of Justice now saying it will no longer defend this law.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Well, I'm really disappointed in the President and the Department of Justice and the fact that they're not going to defend a law that Congress passed overwhelmingly. It's their responsibility to do that.
This is my world, and I am world leader pretend. I have been given the freedom to do as I see fit.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. We're taking your calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 800-684-3110. We've got updated information for you on the situation with the President, the Defense of Marriage Act, and the Department of Justice, and it's coming from Congress. House Majority Leader Eric Cantor has now said that it looks like Friday is going to be the time when action is taken, which is a very positive development, folks. You've kept the pressure on, and it is working. Jordan, what's the latest that you have? But this is a very promising development. Cantor says, quote, I think you'll see that on Friday.
That's right. So we'll see congressional action, at least a pathway of how Congress will move forward in the defense of DOMA later this week. And people have got to remember, you know, Congress was out last week. John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, was at the NRB convention that you've been at this week. Dad, we were at this weekend in Nashville, Tennessee. And he spoke about this and addressed it directly. We played that yesterday on the broadcast. That members of Congress, the Republican House of Representatives, is ready to defend DOMA, will defend DOMA. But, of course, right now also in the news, and they don't want to have it completely taken away from that, the focus on the budget and the continuing resolution to keep the budget afloat, which, again, I think the President is dropping as much as possible on these Republican congressional leaders right now to distract from the issues that are really firing the American people up.
By the way, we're taking your calls on this, and we want to know your reaction to the President's action in not enforcing the law and instructing his Attorney General not to do so as well. We want to get your reaction to that. What about the House of Representatives action? So our phone lines are open for you at 1-800-684-3110. How did you react? How do you react when your president says, no, I'm not going to enforce that law, I don't like it? 1-800-684-3110. Now, there does not have to be put in place an actual law or resolution in order for a defense to take place. They can just move forward with the defense. The leadership can make the call. Fan, what are we expecting to happen on that front?
Well, honestly, Jay, I think that's what they're trying to determine right now. I mean, at least we have leadership saying the right thing, both Speaker Boehner and Leader Cantor saying they will move forward on Friday. I believe there's an internal discussion going on whether or not you'll see that via a House floor or a separate authorization. And remember, Jay, part of that decision is going to be because Democrats largely supported DOMA 2 and President Clinton signed it into law. So I think you have House Republican leadership trying to talk to Republicans and Democrats and saying, what do the majority of you prefer? And we'll see whatever they decide come Friday.
Yeah, now here's what you've got, though. The Human Rights Campaign has been taking steps to fight back. Their leaders have sent an email alert to thousands of its supporters. They have launched a petition drive seeking to block the House from intervening. So, folks, we've got to now counter the Human Rights Campaign. We want you to go to your phones right now, sign on to this committee, which is petitioning the government to get a redress of a grievance here as the president's a failure to defend a law. We've got to stand up to the Human Rights Campaign on this. They've sent out thousands of email alerts. We need to hear from thousands of you. Our phone lines are open for you right now to add your name to that committee, to stand for freedom and liberty. We don't live in a monarchy, but we want to make sure that Congress does the right thing in executing a defense under the Constitution of the United States. Let's stand up for this. 877-989-2255 is that number. That's 1-877-989-2255 to sign on to that committee right now. Just last couple of days to do it, folks. We've got to combat what the Human Rights Campaign's doing. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Back with your calls in a moment. This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the President that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Dropping defense of DOMA in court and declaring the law unconstitutional?
Well, we can't declare the law unconstitutional.
That which is interesting, because that was Robert Gibbs, then the secretary, the press secretary for the president, and now, of course, the president has declared the law unconstitutional. Congress is set to act. The House is set to act on Friday. Now, folks, that means we've got a couple of days to respond. Why do I say that? Well, now that it's about to happen and that there could well be congressional action on this to defend DOMA, the Human Rights Campaign has taken steps to fight back. Its leaders have sent an email alert to thousands of supporters. They've launched a petition drive seeking to block the House from intervening. They've been huddling with Capitol Hill allies to develop a strategy. They are really preparing to fight back. So here's what we need to do. I think it's critical for us to engage this issue directly. How do we do that? One of the things we do on this broadcast is not only do we have our government affairs team, Than Bennett heading up, meeting with members of Congress and their staffs. Not only do we have our legal team dealing with this, Jordan and I looking at all the legal issues, we also have the ability for you to engage. So now the Human Rights Campaign, which, by the way, you're talking about a left agenda. They are so far to the left on all of these issues. We have to have a reality check here that the President of the United States is not the king. I was on the 700 Club this morning talking about that issue, and it's posted at ACLJ.org. The President of the United States is not the king. Under Article 2, Section 3, the president's supposed to faithfully execute the laws of the United States. He didn't do it. Now Congress is about to intervene. I want to send a message back to the White House, but I also want to send one to the House, and including those in the House that think that they should just not respond. And there are some Democrats that may want to do that, just not respond to the issue. Human Rights Campaign's putting on pressure. Let's counter that pressure right now, folks, by standing up and having your voice heard so we can counter what those groups that are trying to do to convince the House to not take action. It's going to be Friday, we think. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Bill's calling from Kentucky on line 3. Bill, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Bill.
Thanks for taking my call, gentlemen. I appreciate the work that you're doing. Lord bless you. This president is out of control, and actions have consequences. So what, Jay, and I know you're eminently qualified to answer the question, what are the consequences that the president should suffer due to his actions?
Well, it's not a question of, you know, impeachability and these kind of things. It's a question of political accountability and the reality that the president is taking a view of the Constitution, which turns it upside down. Now, though, I've got to, you know, as a lawyer, I've got to focus on and really deal with this issue. I've got to focus on the ability, we got to get Congress to move first. That's job one here. And that's going to take place, we hope, on Friday, which is just a couple of days from now. So we need to really get this moving. That's a critical part of what we have to do. Number two in all of this is we also have to make sure then a defense is given. But if we don't care, we got to get first order of business first. Elections have consequences. The consequence here is the president doesn't think he has to enforce the law. And that's what we're forced now to deal with. And, Jordan, that's now there's a political reality to this. Does this elevate this issue now as we approach an election season?
I think what the president's hoping to do is he elevated the issue during a time that was still far enough away from election season, because we're already hearing we've heard from a lot of African-American listeners who've called in the broadcast just the last couple of days, who've said, you know, this is they voted for President Obama. And, you know, he had said on the campaign trail he did not support gay marriage. It is a very heated issue within the black church in the United States. And this is upsetting a lot of the leaders who believe President Obama, who says that he still does not support gay marriage, at the same time wanted to make sure he had the support of the gay rights community, who usually falls into the left in the United States in the Democrat Party. And so trying to give some carrots, you saw the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell. But when that happened, there was no legislation, which you would think would have corresponded directly to this, to repeal DOMA at the same time. Why? The president wants the support of the gay rights community, but knows endorsing gay marriage politically would be extremely damaging to him going into 2012.
You know what's also interesting about this? You talked about, we heard from a lot of African Americans yesterday and the day before on this very issue. Reports coming out in the media today. And I find this fascinating. You look at, you know, 90% of the black community voted for President Obama, but of that, 68% of those very people, of church-going African-Americans, oppose same-sex marriage. Now, again, I take it to a higher level here. Whatever your position is on same-sex marriage, the reality is you should not be in a situation where the president declares a law unconstitutional. He doesn't have that authority. That's not what his job is, and that's the real problem with what has taken place here. So, again, it's going to be up to the American people to move this forward. I want to encourage you, urge you to call our toll-free number. Sign on to this committee that's going to make sure we get action out of the House on Friday, and also send that message to the president that he doesn't get to make these determinations. The number is 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. We're going right back to the phones.
Rex is calling from Hawaii on line 2. Rex, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Rex.
My main question was, here in Hawaii, we've actually voted against the civil union bill, and it was passed. It wasn't there, but President Obama seems to be using Hawaii as a litmus test for the civil unions bill and the rest, because they went ahead and signed it in on the same day last week into order with this new Democratic government that we've got here. In the same day he made his announcement. And
But you know, one of the interesting aspects of this is every state that's had the legislature put in place, and there haven't been that many, where they've tried to put in a redefinition of the issue of marriage, every state that's allowed then their citizens to vote, the citizens in places like California have overwhelmingly come out and saying no. Now, again, this issue is different. It's more complex in a sense, because you're faced with a situation where you've got a constitutional showdown taking place, and this is in the middle of litigation, and that's the real rub on this thing, and that's the real problem with this. And, Than, I think what we have to look at here is kind of get everybody a sense of what could take place on Friday. What do we expect to happen on Friday?
Well, let me say this first of all, Jay. I mean, you brought up a good point. Every time voters go to the poll on this, and every time Congress votes, by the way, overwhelmingly the traditional definition of marriage wins out. But what are we going to see on Friday? The House has to authorize the Speaker of the House, that's John Boehner, to hire counsel to then defend DOMA in the courts. That can happen a couple of different ways. The full House could vote to grant the Speaker that authorization. That is a possibility. They could also just the Speaker could do it on his own. He could authorize counsel, but the House needs to speak with one voice. That's why I'm actually taking the senior counsel of the ACLJ here in D.C., Colby May, to the Hill this afternoon to kind of walk through Congress's options on this. We'll help them decide the best way to proceed.
Fully engaged on the issues, you could tell, not just over the radio, not just with our government affairs team, but also our legal team as well. All three working for you to make sure your voice is heard in this. Let's go right back to the phones.
Reverend Bruce calling from New York on line 1. Reverend Bruce, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Thank God for you, Jay. What would we do without you? The two questions I have is, number one, can you hear me?
We hear you great.
Okay. Number one, with our Constitution still being enforced in this land and our governing laws under the Constitution, How can that group, I don't remember the name that you're talking about,
the Human Rights Campaign,
make an effect in blocking Congress from doing what Congress is supposed to do? The second question is there any kind of amendment or law that could be passed that would force a president to be to govern himself according to the laws of our land under the Constitution and take on cases that he's supposed to take on?
Well, here's the issue. Let me get first part of this. Number one, I think you got to be realistic here. I don't think looking at impeachment and those kind of things are not fruitful. I think what you've got is in the Human Rights Campaign, they're exercising their First Amendment rights, and really, it then becomes up to the American people to speak out on these issues. That's how a constitutional republic, Jordan, is supposed to work. That's the problem here. What the president's done, he's kind of created this, but on the other hand, it's then the American people have to respond.
Right. I mean, he's dumped it on members of Congress. He's dumped it on private organizations. He's dumped it on attorneys outside of the Department of Justice, which already gets funded by our taxpayer dollars, to defend the laws of the land. And says, you know, basically, if you want to keep defending something that, by the way, hasn't been repealed, has not been held unconstitutional by the Supreme Court, and was signed into law by a Democrat from his own party, who, by the way, wife is in his cabinet. So to talk about the fact that this is so unconstitutional and so egregious, DOMA, but of course it's fine to appoint the family members of those who signed it into law. You think about the, how this is all connected, is playing politics with the laws of our country, and is why it is more dangerous than just a discussion about how to define marriage. This is about redefining how a president interprets the Constitution and his powers that flow from it.
All right, let's do this. As we talk about this issue, we're going to be continuing to take your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We're taking your calls on this. We're following this. Got our team going up to Capitol Hill today, which, by the way, for us is across the street in Washington, D.C., right across the street from our offices, one block away. The Supreme Court immediately across the street, and then one block later, you're at the Capitol, and the House of Representatives, of course, just their offices around the corner. So we're really great positioning to represent you on Capitol Hill. But Jordan's going to give you this number in a moment, folks. But if you want to be represented and have your voice heard, you want to send that message to the White House that the president's not the king, but also urge Congress to take action, this is the time to counter what those in the Human Rights Campaign are trying to do. They're exercising their free speech rights. They have the right to do it. We need to do exactly the same thing.
Yeah, folks, we want to hear from you. It's 877-989-2255, a declaration in support of the rule of law. It's very clear and simple. We want the Constitution upheld. We want our laws upheld. Unless they're repealed, unless they're held unconstitutional, we want our government to defend the laws of the land. You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. And what we say to the left, be careful what you wish for. Think about Obamacare and a Republican president in 2012. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Hey, welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. 1-800-684-3110. Will Haynes, who puts our news together, has a piece in our briefings this morning where the Department of Justice is actually getting inquiries from judges. And these judges are being told, basically, or asking the question, how does a particular decision now by the Department of Justice impact an employment benefit case? Because you've got a same-sex couple demanding benefits. Now the Justice Department says they're not going to defend the Defense of Marriage Act, which, by the way, had recognized that the federal government didn't have to recognize a same-sex marriage either. But this is, again, the legal conundrum. Whatever your view is on this issue, legally, this is a mistake. You don't operate under the rule of law this way. And that's what's creating the difficulty here. The fallout that as DOJ's made this decision under President Obama's leadership is cataclysmic. It is because you're putting the Constitution in a vice, and you shouldn't be doing that in a republic. We don't live in a monarchy, and again, that's why we're taking direct action here. We're going right back to our phones at 1-800-684-3110.
Steve's calling from New York on line four with a question. Steve, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Steve.
Yes, hi. Thank you for taking my call. And actually, my question is related to what you just said. I was wondering that if DOMA is repealed, and I do understand the problem you're saying that Obama is acting like a monarch, but I'm setting that question aside to ask what would happen if DOMA was repealed and individuals who are in states where they're legally married
Well, if DOMA was repealed, let me jump in here, Steve. I appreciate your call. If DOMA was repealed, that would have been one thing. It would have no longer been the law, and you know what? We'd have to live with that. That would be the consequence. Elections have consequences. If Congress were to say, we're not going to enforce DOMA, we're going to repeal DOMA, that's one thing. Congress can do that legally. That's not what happened here. Congress did not vote when even when there was Democratic control of the House and the Senate, the president did not seek DOMA to be removed, rather, or rescinded. What he did was did it by monarchical fiat, as if he's the king. I mean, and that's just not the way it's supposed to work. So the process here is a lot of the problem. And, you know, they're not even looking at the economic impact of redefining the family and how that affects the tax code. Jordan, they're not even considering that. This was a political move.
It's an entirely political move. It's not about what this means for states. This was something done to appease the gay rights community going into the 2012 election cycle. I think commentators saw this on both sides. President Obama has got to walk this tightrope between fully embracing gay marriage, which would isolate a lot of core support just from the American people in general, independents and moderates who are still not fully on board with that given issue to the Republicans. So instead, he is doing subtle things that will, he hopes, please the gay rights community enough that they'll fully support his campaign without criticizing him leading up to it. So it's playing politics with the law of the land, playing politics with a law, by the way, that was signed into by a president. It was signed by President Clinton, who himself was no great moderate or independent. He's a liberal, and he agreed with this law. And when we go back to the discussion surrounding this law, which we're not talking about something from the 1960s, we're talking the mid-1990s where the discussions occurred, this wasn't even controversial when it was voted on, not one bit.
No, and the reality is what you've had now. You're going to have the Human Rights Campaign and these other groups starting to swing back, but we've got the momentum's going in our way, as Than mentioned. Than, you're expecting action Friday.
Yeah, no, I think there's going to be action one way or another on Friday. It will either be a full House vote, Jay, or it will be the Speaker coming out and saying, in discussions with the minority party, we are going to authorize special counsel to defend the law. But Leader Cantor has said that one way or another, once we get past this budget crisis over the next 2 days, we will give you an answer on Friday.
All right, folks, which means we now got to respond to the Human Rights Campaign. I want to send that message to the White House that they don't get to make these decisions. And secondly, we want to make sure the House does take action and stand up so that the Human Rights Campaign is sending out thousands of emails, petitions. We just need to do the same. It's part of the American experience. By the way, they have the right to do it. So do we. So you go to your phones right now. Become part of the team defending the law of the land, defending our constitutional republic. 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255.
Norma's calling from Colorado on line one. Norma, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Norma.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
Much for taking my call.
Sure.
My comment, I have family members that are gay and lesbian and many friends that are gay and lesbian also. And I've had the conversation with them about same-sex marriage, and actually the majority of them are not championing gay sex marriage.
No, this is it's interesting because this is a small minority within the community that is in favor of this. And let me say this, there are some that are left of center legally and even on this issue that are very concerned about what's happened here. From a legal standpoint, the president declaring a law unconstitutional, which is not his authority. So this is a resounding and continuing problem that is impacting this way, as I said, way beyond the law. And that's why I think part of this is going on right now.
Well, absolutely right. I mean, you've got a situation where there was not a drumbeat. In fact, the gay rights community knew that to actually repeal DOMA would probably be very difficult, even when Democrats controlled the 111th Congress. Now, that would have been the best time to get a repeal done. Now, it's saying that we're now going to introduce the legislation. There's a senator who has in the 112th Congress, after Republicans have sweeping victories and they all support traditional marriage. It's just half-hearted. It's a half-hearted attempt to try to change the law. It's completely it's all political. And so for any of us to sit back and think that this is some great constitutional decision made by President Obama, no, it's not. It was a decision made to appease a constituent group who was getting upset that President Obama wasn't doing enough for them. And so he made that move. He throws the law into the hands of organizations who honestly will probably do a better job defending it than the Department of Justice would have. And how sad is that we're saying that about the Department of Justice that all of us have to pay for?
You know, it's interesting also, as this is going on and as Than mentioned, Colby May, a senior counsel for the ACLJ, is going to be up on the Hill with Than today discussing the strategy and options here. Obviously, if it moves forward, we get to file our briefs representing your interests, representing members of Congress, so that will be important. At the same time, that's in Washington. In New York, we're getting ready for a vote tomorrow. We've got a team already up there where they're trying to basically banish these crisis pregnancy centers, so it looks like we're going to be in litigation on that one. That case is going on. Our case against Planned Parenthood heating up as well. It's just a tremendously busy time, and we are about to be representing the family. It looks like we are now representing the family of the baby Joseph, the situation in Canada when it comes to U.S. interests. They're trying to get this young child to a U.S. hospital. That's been a real struggle for life up in Canada. The ACLJ now engaged in that one as well. So with all of this going on, folks, as you can imagine, there's a lot happening at the American Center for Law and Justice here in the United States. And we also got a lot happening overseas as Libya continues to be in the focus. Jordan just came back from South Sudan. We're going to have an update on that coming up in the next portion of the broadcast. Hey, folks, we'll be taking more of your calls at 800-684-3110. But let me encourage you to do something. And Jordan's going to give you the number in a moment here. But, folks, you got the Human Rights Campaign coming out now saying they're going to do everything they can to make sure the House doesn't take action. They're meeting with their colleagues. They're encouraging petitions. They've sent out thousands of emails. We have the right to do the same thing, and that's exactly what we're doing. They have the right to do it too, by the way. We just have to exercise our constitutional freedoms. President has not yet vetoed the First Amendment to the United States Constitution. He doesn't have the authority to do that one either, but who knows? We're going to make sure that your voice is heard, but this is, Jordan, where it comes in that we need to hear from the American people with less than 48 hours basically to go here.
Yeah, absolutely right. We want to hear from you right now. The decisions are being made on Capitol Hill. We're a part of that. You heard from Than. Our ACLJ senior attorneys are heading over to Capitol Hill today to start strategizing on how members of Congress can move forward in the defense of DOMA. And we need to hear from you in support of the rule of law, a declaration in support of the rule of law. Call now, 877-989-2255. Not King Obama, President Obama. Let's remind him of that, even though he's making political decisions moving towards the 2012 presidential election. 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number, 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live. Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We're taking your phone calls at 1-800-684-3110. A lot to talk about. Also coming up in this second half of Jay Sekulow Live, a special interview I've done with the government of Southern Sudan's head of mission to the United States, their ambassador here in Washington, D.C. As you know, a week from today, I just had gotten back from Southern Sudan, and there is a new outbreak of conflict in a very disputed border region on the north-south border. This is, folks, the buffer between the Arab Muslim North Africa and the predominantly Christian Southern Africa. This is the fault line right here. It's called a BA. You may have heard about this. People like George Clooney have written about this area. It is the most disputed area, the area that could lead. It's the flashpoint. And we're going to talk to, again, the government of Southern Sudan's head of their mission here in the United States to keep you updated about that. As you know, because of your support, the American Center for Law and Justice, we were invited, your organization invited by the Office of the President in Southern Sudan to visit last week. To have meetings with him and other government officials about moving forward. And this conflict is not a good thing, but it does highlight why the United States and our members of Congress have to stay involved on this issue. We'll also have more information on DOMA and the issue involving and play some interviews as well. Let's get right to the phones. 1-800-684-3110. Susan calling from Texas Online 1. Susan, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Susan.
Hi. Oh, I've got so much to say about it, but I'll try to keep it short. I'm on my cell phone. My battery's about out.
All right, well, quickly then.
Our country was based by our forefathers as a Christian nation, and our forefathers and our Heavenly Father, they're probably all just so ashamed of it.
Well, let me tell you what you've got here. You have a constitutional showdown. That's what this really is. That's what really this is all about. And at the end of the day, the President of the United States, as I've said before, is supposed to take a particular action. He's not doing it. And I think that's the – I know that when you've got a situation like this, it's a real problem. But you've got to handle it constitutionally, and that's precisely what's going to be happening probably around Friday.
Well, no, absolutely right. We've got that word coming out of Eric Cantor. I'm going to try to get some more phone calls in this segment. Kelly from Colorado on line 5. Kelly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Kelly.
Hi, gentlemen. Thank you so much for what you're doing. I couldn't agree more, and I think it's deplorable that a president would try this action, and it sets a very dangerous precedent. It has to be stopped, and I thank you for all your work towards that. And, you know, as Jordan said, his timing, he knows exactly what he's doing. It's for political gain, and that should be shown and exploited for what he's doing. He's transparent. He's see-through.
Well, yeah. You know what? I think, Kelly, what we're seeing is pretty obvious political moves made by President Obama. Now, his supporters, the left, are, oh, this is so wonderful. It's so great that President Obama is doing this. He was a senator. I didn't see any legislation on DOMA. When he had a Democrat majority for his first 2 years in office and got the repeal of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, I didn't see any legislation on DOMA. So why the gay rights community is so excited, it's that their leadership needed something to take to their own grassroots to say, listen, President Obama is helping us move forward the agenda. So their leadership bought into this move by the president. The sick thing is, though, Kelly, that we're talking about this that way. It's the law of the land. It's the law of the United States of America. And unfortunately, if we start dismissing President Obama as well, it's political decisions that he makes to help himself. That may be the truth. But it's a scary thing if the President of the United States is able to get away with this and we all just shrug our shoulders and say, ah, it's a political move. What do you expect?
And I think the reality is, and I think we have to be clear about this, that politics are politics, but we need to now deal with the constitutional aspect of this. Very quickly, Than, we're expecting that vote or at least action on Friday. And you're optimistic at this point?
I am optimistic, but we've got to stay engaged. Republicans and Democrats alike got to stand together, defend the law. If the president won't do it, Congress has to lead.
Well, I think that's exactly what's going to happen. Jordan's going to give you the information, folks. We encourage you to sign on our committee. Just a few days left to do this. This is going to be the time to take direct action.
You call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. The declaration in support of the rule of law. We need to hear from you. Call right now, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the President that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number, 877-989-2255. Or ACLJ.org.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. This is Jordan Sekulow. We have a very special guest right now joining us, Honorable Ezekiel Gatkuoth, who is the head of mission for the government of Southern Sudan, really the ambassador of Southern Sudan here in the United States in Washington, D.C. As all of you know, we've talked about it. It's up at our website, too, at aclj.org. I just got back actually a week ago today from Southern Sudan, meeting with government officials there. And there's been an outbreak of violence that's occurred on the disputed north-south border. And this in lieu of the fact that, remember, South Sudan will become fully independent on July 9th. Ambassador, thanks for joining us today on the broadcast.
Thank you, Jordan, for having me.
First, let's talk about the new outbreak in violence that's occurring right now in a disputed area, which I think underscores why it is so necessary that the issue surrounding the Abyei region is handled quickly in light of the fact that towards independence on July 9th, this is a region which will could be the flashpoint for more an ongoing conflict.
It is actually very unfortunate that we had serious clashes between the nomads and the Ngok Dinka people who are actually residing there and permanently staying in their land. As you said it very clearly that this land, it belongs to Southern Sudan. It was transferred administratively to the north in 1905, but it is part of the south, and but it has a referendum that needs to be conducted before the 9th of July. And the issue of resolving it is important because if it is not resolved, it can actually be a flashpoint between the north and the south. So this is actually important for the world community. And I just wanted to also remind you that the Abyei Protocol was actually a baby made by the U.S. government and delivered to us to sign it. So the U.S. government and the people of the United States of America should really come back and tell us what to do with this baby that they have helped deliver. So it is very important that we need to solve this issue of Abyei before the 9th of July, 2011.
You mentioned the fact that the United States is involved, and that's something I want our listeners to understand as we keep educating them about Southern Sudan, bringing them images, bringing them commentary from people like you, is also the fact how involved the United States has been in the effort surrounding the peace agreement that led to the vote for independence that occurred in January that will come into full effect July 9th, the newest nation in the world, 193rd country of the world. And also the fact that because the U.S. has been so involved, we can't now sit back and not really act on the major, as we keep saying, flashpoints that could lead to, even though we will see independence in July 9th, it may be even leading to full-scale conflict, fighting that can turn into war between the North and the South. And that really, the United States has a specific interest in this. It's not as if this was happening outside of the U.S. foreign policy, but in fact, it was United States government leaders who were brokering many of these deals.
Yes, if in 2005 when we signed the agreement, it was actually brokered and initiated by the then President of the United States of America, President Bush, through his special envoy, John Danforth. When he actually took over in 2001, he actually made it a priority to end the war in Sudan. This is one of his foreign success stories. So we have an agreement because of the support that we got from the U.S. government. And then he continued to be focused on that until he left the office in 2009. And when President Obama took over also in 2009, January, he made it clearly that this is actually a priority. We have to have the referendum. And he did this by fully getting engaged and making sure that the leaders in the South and the North are committed to conducting the referendum, African Union, the neighboring countries, and the world. Was mobilized by him and the administration to support the referendum. We had a successful referendum, and then we thank him and we thank the people of the United States of America and the church leaders here in the U.S. and the civil society and activists like George Clooney, John Prendergast, and many others for helping us to have a peaceful referendum. Now, the issue of Abiy is something that we need to unite. As you said it, we need to work together to make sure that we end this potential flashpoint between the North and the South, because if we are going to leave it like that, it will be like the situation of Eritrea and Ethiopia after the independence of Eritrea. They were fighting over a border, a very small land, compared to Abiy. So we have to do this. We have to end it, the impasse in Abiy.
Let me ask you one final question as we're kind of talking about the specific issue of Abiy. Let's step back and broader issues in the United States for members of Congress. As our listeners are trying to get them educated on this and so that they know the information about why South Sudan is so important, why the independence will be important, why it's important to back the government of Southern Sudan right now, even before July 9th, the bigger issues that are still left unresolved, that really sometimes people may be saying, well, they're unresolved, but what can members of Congress do here in the United States? What are some other issues that we need to see congressional action on right here in Washington, D.C.?
You know, yes, Abiy is one of them, but the North-South border, it is not yet demarcated. There are some areas, five of them, that we're having some disputes over. We need to resolve them. The post-referendum issues like the issue of oil, the issue of currency, the debts and assets, and the issue of security arrangement between the North and the South, because we have Southerners who are in the North serving in the security forces like the Sudan Armed Forces and the police. They need to come back to the South, and there are Southerners also in the North residing there. They need to come back. And the international treaties and legal issues. So the National Congress Party and the SPLM, they are actually now, as we speak, negotiating and talking on the issue of national resources, oil and currency and others. In Addis Ababa, they are discussing those, and hopefully we are going to come out with an agreement. But I think the role of the Congress has been very, very crucial and historic. people like Senator Bill Frist, people like Sam Brownback, Congressman Mike Capuano, Donald Payne, Frank Wolf, Chris Smith, and all the others who have been actually John Kerry, Senator John Kerry, so John McCain, people like those people who are in the Congress, they have been actually instrumental in informing the public about the problem in Sudan and Southern Sudan in particular, and ending the war in Southern Sudan and making sure that resources are there to develop this country. So I think it is very important for the Congress to work together with administration like they always do to end, you know, these post-referendum issues so that we can have an agreement on them, and also to have a Marshall Plan for Southern Sudan. As you said, you just came back from Southern Sudan. There is nothing there. We are actually constructing this nation. There is no reconstruction. So U.S. Congress to help us develop this country is important by having a Marshall Plan or a mini Marshall Plan or whatever you can call it so that we can build this new nation.
Well, you know what, folks, we are going to continue to update you about Southern Sudan. With ACLJ is working to, it's exactly what Ambassador Gatkoeth said, which is, we're starting here. It's a brand new country. It's not a reconstruction effort. It's not an effort of trying to rebuild a place that was devastated. It is starting from the ground up to build infrastructure, and we're going to continue to update you about what's happening in Southern Sudan. Ambassador Gatkoeth, thank you very much for joining us today on the broadcast.
Thank you, and God bless you.
You know, folks, the reason why I'm bringing people like Ezekiel on the broadcast, who is really the head of mission for the government of Southern Sudan here, is because, one, the ACLJ, we've been directly involved in working with the government of Southern Sudan here in Washington, D.C., with members of Congress, but also on bigger issues. That's why we traveled at the invitation of the president, the office of the president in Southern Sudan. Your American Center for Law and Justice invited down to meet with the leaders, including the president, President Salva Kiir, about the issues that are so important to Southern Sudan. They are really a buffer between a very radical Islamic government in the north of Sudan and what is a predominantly Christian south. And so people who have been fighting for religious freedom, economic freedom, social freedom, political freedom for more than 50 years, 2 million people killed in civil wars that have been going on really since the day Sudan became independent in the 1950s. It is important to understand, too, what Ezekiel was trying to get across, which is that when you go to Southern Sudan, when you see Southern Sudan, you realize this is different than a country that maybe was economically devastated or had a dictator and things were falling apart. This is building from the ground up. This is, say, there are not roads. There are about 25 miles of paved roads. Really, that's just for the capital in Juba. So everything is on the table, whether it's the new constitution, which we're helping with, whether it's legal education, whether it's services, whether it's business, whether it's bringing economic aid and private business. All of this is necessary in Southern Sudan and is why we will continue to update you folks on our website, aclj.org, and on JSecio Live.
Regent Law School is training Christian lawyers to change the world.
Jay Sekulo, Chief Counsel of the American Center for Law and Justice. He knows the value of an education at Regent University, and he knows Regent School of Law is much more than just an educational institution.
Regent is unique in that it offers the highest quality of legal education from a Christian perspective, and we never sacrifice intellectual integrity.
If you're considering a career in the law, it's time for you to consider Regent Law School. Regent Law School is distinctive because it integrates the study of law with biblical principles. Regent believes that law is more than just a profession. It's a calling. The time to apply right now. If you would like more information about the School of Law at Regent University or would like to enroll, call this toll-free number, 1-877-267-5072. That's 1-877-267-5072. There's more information online at regent.edu/law. Regent Law School, training Christian lawyers to change the world.
This is Jay Sekulo, and while you normally don't hear me during these breaks, I'm coming to you with a very important message. We are very concerned that the President of the United States, acting as if he's the monarch, has determined that he will not defend the Defense of Marriage Act. This, in our view, violates his constitutional obligations. Now we need Congress to act as well so that they can intervene in the lawsuit to defend, and we will be right there with them defending the Defense of Marriage Act. But we need to send a message to the President that he does not get to make these decisions on his own. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action. urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255 to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. And as we look at the issues that we're facing right now, you just heard about Sudan. I want to turn our attention back to the situation with the president and the lack of defense in the Defense of Marriage Act. Now, we're expecting movement on that probably on Thursday, where we may see the House of Representatives actually engage the issue in a significant way by agreeing to put forward a defense. But I had the opportunity to debate this issue on Sean Hannity's broadcast. We played a segment of that yesterday on our radio broadcast, but I want to play the rest of it for you because it really does set forth in a very succinct way exactly what we're dealing with and exactly what's at stake when a president of the United States refuses to expedite and defend the laws of the United States in violation, in my view, of Article 2, Section 3 of the United States Constitution.
Passes the 1964 Civil Rights Act. And the next president that came in after that says, you know what, that whole act, I think it's an unconstitutional violation of 10th Amendment states' rights. I'm not going to enforce it. What is the vehicle that would you be saying, oh, that's okay, the president has the prerogative to not enforce the Civil Rights Act of 1964? It's a yes or no. Could you say, I'm not going to defend the constitutionality of the act?
It's the Civil Rights Act. We're talking about a law here. We're talking about a law.
The Civil Rights Act is a law. The Civil Rights Act is a statute.
We're talking about the government believing.
No, no, no. So you want to answer the question. The Civil Rights Act is the 1964 law, also a 65 Civil Rights Act. It's a statute passed by bipartisan support, signed by then the president. Same thing with the Defense of Marriage Act. It's a statute. It's not the Constitution. It's a statute.
I understand.
And you're saying it's a different standard because it's the Civil Rights Act?
No.
Or do you think the president could just say, you know what, I'm not going to defend the Civil Rights Act of 64, I think it's unconstitutional?
What I'm saying is that there is something called discretion, and the government has decided that they believe that in their best, in the discretion of prosecutorial discretion, obviously this is not a criminal case.
This isn't a prosecution,
they believe,
so
I understand that, but they believe based on, they've looked at the legislation, they've looked at the reasoning for the law, that they believe that it is unconstitutional. It is just a signal. They are continuing on with their case. Last month they filed. They filed their brief.
They're not filing any more briefs on the constitutionality. The press secretary said yesterday, we're done. In no case will we raise the constitutionality.
Right, and let the court decide. Let the court decide.
But with no defense.
They don't have to give a defense. Let the court decide.
Please.
That's what they're saying.
I just want to make sure we have this on the record, that you're saying then if the next president comes in and wants to dismantle a series of civil rights legislation starting in 1964 and 65, and he can't do it through the House and the Senate, he could go ahead and say, Department of Justice, do not defend the constitutionality of the Civil Rights Act because I think it's unconstitutional, and you're okay with that. You're a liberal. You're okay with that.
No, I'm not okay with that because that doesn't make sense. That doesn't have to do
what's
with
what's the difference? Wait a minute. Stop. What's the difference then?
Because we're talking about laws that make sense, legislation that makes sense.
Oh, so now you have to determine what
you
the laws
determine.
We're not talking
sense.
About
not
this
Congress
does not
and
make
the
sense.
States, please.
This law
this
makes
is a problem
no
with liberal
whatsoever.
Elite thinking that they can determine better than our founders did the way the government's supposed to work. Give me a
okay,
break,
well,
Amber. You know better than that.
Our founders had nothing to do with this law.
Wait a minute.
Wait.
Stop one second. Listen to what you're saying. Tamara, I can't believe this came out of the mouth of a lawyer. Well, because this law makes sense. That's your perspective. We have a process for how laws, how a bill becomes a law in this country. You might have watched this when you were a kid growing up. They used to have it. Remember that on TV? How a bill becomes a law. You got both houses. They have to pass it. The president signs it into law, et cetera, et cetera. The courts can determine a law unconstitutional. But once a law is a law, it's a law. But if you say, well, that law, we couldn't do it in this case because it doesn't make sense. Isn't that subjective? Isn't that the point? If the law doesn't work that way, that the law has to go through a proper process, a constitutional process, and that if you don't like the law, you can't say, well, I don't like this law because it doesn't make sense to me, but I like this one, so I'll keep this one and not that one, because somebody may have a different perception of how they feel about laws, right?
The president is not abolishing this law.
Yes, he is.
He is simply giving a statement. No, the court
no,
is
he's
still
not defending
going to decide.
It.
He's not defending it. That's the same thing.
The court can still say to President Obama and Mr. Holder, he can say, or the court can say to them, you guys are out of line, and we still uphold DOMA in four pending cases. The lower courts have said that it's unconstitutional.
When you have the Department of Justice come in on a case and then withdraw, it has a significant impact. And I've worked with the Department of Justice and the Department of Treasury, and it has a significant impact.
Sure.
I mean, this whole
that
the president can come in and say, don't defend a law on its constitutionality because I don't like the law. I can't believe you're a liberal saying that.
Now, let me point out one thing, because what it means is if the executive branch is not going to defend the federal statute, don't you get this, Tamara, that nobody can or will. Obama said the definition of marriage is unconstitutional, so they can't defend it. In other words, Obama has decided by himself, after 2 years of defending the law, that the law Congress passed and Bill Clinton signed is unconstitutional, and that he, as king or president, will act as if he is a judge and rule it unconstitutional. Here's my question. When is the last time a president has ruled as if a judge that a law passed by Congress signed by a prior president is unconstitutional and will no longer be defended? Name one time.
I don't know.
He's defying the law. Obama is defying the law, and you're defending it.
I am not. What I'm saying is that all this was a signal that they do not believe that it is going to be found
constitutional. No, Tamara, this wasn't a signal. Let me tell you what this is. It's not a signal.
Unconstitutional law.
Hold it. So let's say the president thinks it really is. I'm not going to say he doesn't think it's unconstitutional. Let's say he does. He decides not to try to pass legislation. But let's say this. So now the only people that can defend it, you realize this, in a courtroom would be if Congress passes a resolution, the House, to seek intervention. That's the only way this can be defended. Discretionary with the court. Maybe it'll happen. Maybe it won't. But what if you had a Congress that was afraid to act on it? Didn't want to take that stand, or so then you just the law. The next Congress comes in, they don't have to remove the law; they just don't defend it. You know very well that this undercuts everything that liberals are supposed to support, because that means another administration comes in and just completely eviscerates an entire legislative agenda that's already been passed and signed into law simply because they don't like it anymore.
I want to add one thing here.
We don't do that.
This is deeper than I think, Jay. Even your Obama not only is defying the law. He's defying Congress. He's defying these co-equal branches of government. He's defying the judicial branch. He's ignoring a judge's ruling, even in the Obamacare case. So what Obama is doing, he's done more to politicize the justice system than any president I can think of. And liberals like Tamara are defending it. Tamara, why?
I'm not defending it. I'm just saying that based on the changing sentiment in the United States, based on the lower court rulings in gay marriage cases, that the president for the past 2 years has gone back and forth and flip and flopped. And you know, Sean, I have been anti-Obama on many fronts from Guantanamo Bay to, you know, this. I mean, he's let people up and down. Who knows what he's going to think? I mean, he may file a defense of marriage brief tomorrow.
You know, I gotta run here, but Tamara, don't take this person, but you're scaring me. All right, Jay, thank you. Tamara, thank you both. Appreciate it.
That's going to do it for the broadcast today, folks. We're following the issue very closely in our government affairs office. We'll have more from Fan Bennett tomorrow. We're expecting a vote towards the end of the week, or at least a resolution on this. What I expect to happen is that the House will engage in a defense. That will allow us to move forward with a defense as well, and that's where you come in. We want you to send a message right now to the president that he's not the king, he's not the monarch. We also want to send a message to the House ensuring we get that resolution. Now, the momentum has been great, but this is where we need your help. I encourage you to go to your phones, join that committee today at 877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. But again, the number is 877-989-2255. Follow Jordan on Twitter at twitter.com/JordanSekulow so you'll get updated information on all the issues and cases we're involved in the United States and around the globe. That's going to do it for the broadcast today. We'll talk to you next time. We formed a special committee, and we need you to join it right now to take action, urging Congress to defend the statute, but also telling the president that he doesn't get to issue monarch decrees. Here's the number, 877-989-2255, to sign on to this committee. That's 1-877-989-2255 to send a message to the White House and urge Congress to defend DOMA. Again, the number 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org.